This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land a home. If I must fight, I'll fight to make this land a home until I die. This land is mine.
Yes, that's the Exodus song, and this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 187 already. Wow, we're getting up there. February 11th, 2013. How have you been? A little snow here and there? Okay. Before we get to the music, let me just remind you that on March 10th, that's just a few weeks away, March 10th, Sunday at 5 p.m., an early start, the Three Tenors Return. Wonderful, wonderful concert at Congregation Anshe Shalom. And my hat goes off to Dave Tantla for putting this together. Bensian Miller, Moshe Shulhoff, and Yanki Lemmer with Danny Gildar at the piano. It's dynamite, and the tickets are only $30. So I would have charged $100, but well, I'm so good. Yeah, that's why we went out of business, right? But $30 tickets, it's a steal. And the Congregation Anshe Shalom is at 50 North Avenue in New Rochelle, right off of 95. It would take you about 35 minutes from Brooklyn, or even less, to get there. So, if you wish to order tickets, it's 914-632-9220. 914-632-9220. And I look forward to seeing Alan and other friends at this wonderful concert. Again, Sunday, March 10th, 2013. Again, it's Bensian Miller, Moshe Shulhoff, and Yanki Lemmer at Congregation Anshe Shalom. Okay, we haven't heard some Yiddish selections for a while. You've got to play more Yiddish and more comedy, I know that. I got the message. So let's start with David Kusevitsky with A Doodler. David.
de la tour de Lezinger.
As you can tell, that was recorded at a concert. David Kusevitsky with A Doodla. Well, you're all familiar with the album When You're in Love, the Whole World is Jewish. And you know Betty Walker, of course, and there's Lou Jacoby and so many others. Let's hear the classic Simcha. I think you know this one. This is called The Reading of the Will.
The reading of the will.
May I have your attention, please? This is the last will and testament of our dear friend and relative, Samuel B. Cohen. I, Samuel Benjamin Cohen, being of sound mind and body, do hereby declare this to be my last will and testament. Number one, to my son, my beautiful boy Sheldon, My firstborn, who made me proud of him all my life, a fine son, a good husband, a wonderful father, and the best dentist in the United States. To my son Sheldon, I bequeath tax-free $1 million.
Isn't that magnificent?
Wonderful.
Isn't that magnificent?
Good luck, Sheldon.
Number two, to my beautiful daughter Jane with a Y. To that lovely child who always got high marks and helped her mother with the dishes when we couldn't afford a maid, who got a scholarship to Hunter College, who for a long time has been a little too particular or she'd be married already. To my lovely daughter Jane with a Y, tax-free $1 million.
Such a generous man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mazel tov. Number three, to my beautiful wife Miriam, friend, companion, love of my life, to the lovely Miriam, I give with pleasure everything that's not in her name already. The white Chrysler Imperial with the white sidewalls. And the Prince's telephone, the Picasso from the back of the store, my Arnold Palmer golf clubs with a new leather bag, and tax-free $2 million in cash. Enjoy, sweetheart, enjoy.
Oh, what a marvelous husband.
An angel, not a man, an angel.
The Picasso from back of the store and everything.
Number four, to my brother-in-law, Louis, who lived with us all of his life, who never had to do a day's work, who knew how to handicap the ponies better than anybody, who only smoked the finest cigars, mine. To my brother-in-law, Louis, who all his life said I would never remember him in my will. Hello, Louis.
Okay, that's the classic Hello, Louie, and the Picasso from back of the store and everything. What a beautiful husband. And I leave to my wife everything that's not in her name already. That's quite classic, to say the least. So it's time for a new marathon. You know what the marathons are. There are certain selections for which there are so many versions and different approaches to the same prayer or even the same melody. For instance, for many, many weeks, I played two versions of the Kiddush. Kiddush LeShabbos, and for holidays, and that went on for a few months. There are so many recordings of Lechot Dodi. This is going to be the start of a Lechot Dodi marathon, where I will play three or so different recordings of that beautiful prayer. And before I start with the music. Let me give you a little background. It's a hymn recited on Friday night at Kabbalat Shabbat. It was composed by the Kabbalist Rabbi Shlomo Halevi Alkavetz of Sfat in 1529. That's a little over 500 years ago, or almost 500 years ago. But there is a dispute that perhaps it was composed years later. He was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Moshe Cordovero and was a leading figure in the Safed or Sfat group of scholars that included Arizal and Rabbi Yosef Caro, author of the Shulchan Aruch. The song is based on the Talmud's description of the sage's joyous greeting of the Sabbath. Rabbi Hanina would wrap himself in his cloak and say, "Come, let us go and greet the Sabbath queen." Rabbi Yanai would don his garment and say, "Enter, O bride, enter, O bride, Lecha Dodi, come, my beloved. The beloved is God himself. We invite him to join us in ushering in the Sabbath. Likrat Kala, to greet the bride. L'chododi Likrat Kala, to greet the bride. The Midrash teaches that God told the newly created Sabbath, Israel shall be your mate. Accordingly, each week Israel greets the approaching Sabbath like a groom awaiting his bride as she advances to the wedding canopy. At the last stanza, Bori B'Shalom, all rise and face the entrance of the synagogue to the west to greet the Sabbath bride. The author signed 8 of its 9 stanzas with an acrostic for his first and middle name, Shlomo Halevi. Shamur, which is the Sh, Likrat, is Shla, for Shlo, Migdash is the M, you're up to Shlom, and he's Nari for the Hey, so you get to Shlomo. Then for his last name, Halevi, Hitori is the Hey, Lo Sevoshi is the Lamed or the Hal, Vahayu is Halav, the V for Halav, and Yamin is for the E, Halevi. So that's how we get to the first 8 stanzas, the acrostic standing for Shlomo Halevi. I just point out at the beginning of this marathon that for one stanza, Lo Sevoshi, there are many, many recordings which I'll be playing. The translation, feel not ashamed, be not humiliated, why are you downcast? Why are you disconsolate? In you will my people's afflicted find shelter. Okay, I'm going to begin with a recording of quite a few of the stanzas. This is from an album of Chazan Shimon Farkas, together with the Central Synagogue Choir of Sydney, Australia. So let's start off this Lecha Dodi marathon with 5 versions from Lecha Dodi.
Lecha Dodi Likras Kano Penevere Shavavos Nevere Kavelo Shabbat Shalom.
Adime Yehovah Gomi Lifshimi Nei Sifar Teichami Aval Yam Benishai Nei Salami Kalmo Enafshi Gei Yolo Lechad Odi Niknas Kalo Penei Shabbat Nekabeno
Boy, hello.
Were you dancing in the aisles? Have you ever been to the Karlbach Shul for Kabbalah Shabbos? It's filled with such joy and spirit, and some of the tunes that you heard are certainly from the Karlbach tradition, if you will. I don't know if you ever get a chance to stay in the Upper West Side for Shabbos. There's a lot going on. We've got cantors all over the place. Yeah, so I told you, Moshe Muller tried out last week at the Lincoln Square Synagogue, and of course his brother Zevi is at the Westside Institutional Synagogue, and you have Burson at the Westside at the Jewish Center, and of course on the East Side, of course you've got Yossi Malvani and Ichimir Helfgott, and occasionally Yaakov Stork. And Mayor Davis. Well, you have your choice. Let's go to golden oldie, I would say. This is Bowie Kalar from the Diaspora Yeshiva Band. The Diaspora Yeshiva Band coming right up.
Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala.
okay. Not overly exciting, but it's okay. That was the Diaspora Shiva Band. We're going to hear so many different versions, and of course, I heard you singing along there. You can't help it but want to sing. I was singing. Of course, I don't have much of a voice, so you're not going to hear it, but it's a lot of fun. Okay, last one for this first part of the Lechad Dodi Marathon. It's from an album, Zmuros Shabbos, composed by and directed by Chaim Bennett. It's sung by the Seret Vishnitz Choir, arranged by Moshe Muna Rosenblum. Now, don't get nervous. There's a little instrumentalization for 20 or 30 seconds, and then we'll get to the choir. So stick with it. This is Lechad Dodi.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Wisnitz Choir with Lecha Dodi. It's from an album of 34 years ago, and the Diaspora Shiva Band is from an album from 1976. I should know that, 37 years ago. How about that? Okay, so this is the first segment of the Lecha Dodi Marathon, and each week, as I mentioned, I'll be playing three different versions, and get ready to join along in the singing. I hope you enjoyed this. Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed that, and you can always give me your feedback. You know, we have this schmooze on the website. I think it's much easier to use and very, very user-friendly. So I invite you to give your comments. This selection that we're going to be playing is Havana Gila. Havana Gila. Let's just see that. Yes. Is this an instrumental? No. This is Shimi Tavori. Wow, what a mistake that was. We're going to hear Shimi Tavori with Bor Cheinu. Bor Cheinu. How could I? There we go. Well, there's something wrong with that. Oh, I know what it is. It's number 6, not number 5. Shimi Tavori, Bor Cheinu.
Bor Cheinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Bechol, Bechol, Maaseh Yadeinu, Bechol, Bechol, Maaseh Yadeinu, Barchenu, Hashem Elokeinu, Uvarech, Uvarech, Et Shnateinu, Uvarech, Uvarech, Et Shnateinu. Al pnei ha'adama Mama, mama, tem, tem, tem Tem talumatar Al pnei ha'adama Tem, 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 tem talumatar Al pnei ha'adama Avdeinu Uvarech Uvarech Et Shnateinu Tem, tem, tem Tem talu matar Al pnei ha'adama Ma, 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 ma Tem, tem, tem Tem talu matar Al pnei ha'adama Barcheinu
Hey, Shemi Tavori with Bor Cheinu. Got that straight. Okay. You know, what do I always say? A technical problem. That means I hit the wrong button. Okay. Reb Shlomo Kalbach. We haven't heard from him for a while. This is Israel Batach. Reb Shlomo.
Israel, Israel, betach b'shevem, Ezram, Ezram, meginam. Israel, Israel, betach b'shevem, Ezram, Ezram, meginam. Israel, Israel, Israel. Israel, Israel, Yisrael Avoyel. Ezra, O Megina,
Reb Shlomo Kalbach, he could really get the crowd going, couldn't he? It was really something. And as I pointed out, if you really want to experience something rather unique, you go to the Kalbach Shul on West 79th Street, just off of West End Avenue. A Friday night Kabbalah Shabbos is outstanding, and of course the regular Shabbos davening is unique. Be prepared to spend much of the day there. Okay, let's go on to, what is this? This is Yoram Gaon with Kol HaKavod. Yoram Gaon. Coming up. There it is.
בקסבה וחצי היום כשהשוק פתוח הייתי ככה סתם הולך והחזה מתוח כולם אומרים איזה קנון עובר בסמטאות עושים שלום מכל חלון כל הכבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי יש יותר כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי תמיד למי יש יותר כבוד כשהקרב היה בוער והכיתה לא ססה המפקד היה אומר אתה ראשון יא קזה כולם ידעו שקזבלן ראשון תמיד לצעות ומאחור הם צעקו כל הכבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי יש יותר כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי תמיד למי יש יותר כבוד אחד הולך עם בחורה ביפו בין ארבעים אם רק ארצה אצלי תהיה ישר בין הידיים אך לא אפריע לבחור שלא יתחיל לראות כי זה אצלי פשוט פרינציפ לי יש כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי יש יותר כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי תמיד למי יש יותר כבוד בשיכור לאיזה בר אני אותו מרגיע אף עצמי מן השעון ישר עד שבליה אבל אחר כך הוא חוזר בקטן מאוד מרים חסיד ועוד אומר כל הכבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי יש יותר כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי תמיד למי יש יותר כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי יש יותר כבוד כולם היו יודעים אז טוב מאוד למי למי תמיד למי יש יותר כבוד יש
אוקיי I had a little trouble, I don't know what's going on with me tonight or today or whatever. We'll have one more selection. Yev Arechacha with Danny Golan. Yev Arechacha.
יברכך השם מציון וראה בטוב ירושלים יברכך השם מציון כל ימי ימי חייך וראה בנים לבניך שלום על ישראל 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 Thank you.
השם מציון וראה בטוב ירושלים. יברכך השם מציון כל ימי ימי חייך, וראה בנים לבניך שלום על ישראל. ובנים 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 לבניך שלום על ישראל.
That's Danny Golan with Yevarechecha. The next selection, a thought. This is Gior Feidman with the Happy Nigun. It was recorded in 1973. Now, when I say 1973, does that sound like yesterday? It's 40 years ago. 40 years ago, and now let's say, if you first became interested in Jewish music at the age of 15, so that would be 55, you would have to be 55 years old. Or if you were 20 years old when you first really got into Jewish music and even Gior Feidman, and that was 40 years ago, so it's 60 years. I mean, you got to be 60 years old to have appreciated this at the time. I don't know what point I'm trying to make here, except that time does fly by. Well, 40 years ago, Gior Feidman, the Happy Tune.
Thank you.
Okay, ending with a happy tune, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music, show number 187. Come back for the second hour of Chazanis, and you know, if you have any comments or requests, it's very simple. Just email me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.